Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Matthew 28:16-20. The Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 28, the verses 16-20. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely, I am with you always to the very end of the age." My theme for reflection is Between Earth and Heaven. Between Earth and Heaven, living the mission of the ascended Christ. There is something strangely moving about farewells. Even ordinary goodbyes at train stations or airport terminals carry emotion. People wave longer than necessary, repeat final instructions, and promise to stay in touch. Yet sometimes the most important departures are not endings at all, but the beginning of a new responsibility for those left behind. Matthew 28:16-20, often called the Great Commission, stands at precisely such a moment. The reason Christ gathers his disciples on a mountain in Galilee and gives them their final commission before the Ascension. Ascension Day reminds Christians that Jesus did not simply disappear into heaven. Rather, he was exalted in glory and authority, reigning over heaven and earth. It marks not Christ's absence, but his universal presence and lordship. The ascension is therefore not about distance from the world, but about Christ's reign over it and his continuing presence with his people. Matthew's gospel ends where much of it began, on a mountain, a place of revelation and encounter with God. Here, Jesus declares, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." In the Roman world, where Caesar claimed ultimate authority, this was a radical statement. The crucified and risen Jesus, not empire, violence, wealth, or death, holds ultimate authority over creation itself. Yet Matthew includes a deeply human detail. The disciples worshipped, but some doubted. What a remarkable honesty. Even standing before the risen Christ, there are a mixture of faith and uncertainty. The Greek word suggests divided hearts, people standing between two worlds. And perhaps that is exactly where many Christians still live today. Between faith and fear, hope and anxiety, worship and hesitation. As N.T. Wright has commented, the point of the ascension is that Jesus is Lord. That lordship changes how Christians understand life itself. The ascension means history is not abandoned to chaos. Christ reigns even when the world feels fractured. This passage also resonates beautifully with Acts 1 verse 8, where Jesus tells the disciples, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses." The ascension is tied inseparably to mission. Jesus ascends not to leave his disciples powerless, but to send them into the world empowered by the Spirit. My dear friends, we live in a world marked by division, war, loneliness, technological overload, and spiritual confusion. Many people feel caught up between walls themselves, trying to hold on to faith while navigating uncertainty. Yet the Great Commission reminds us that Christianity is not merely about private belief or church attendance. It is participation in God's renewing mission for the world. And perhaps the most comforting words in the passage are the last: I am with you always. The ascension does not remove Christ from human experience. It expands his presence beyond one place and one people. The risen and ascended Christ accompanies his followers into hospitals and classrooms, into homes and prisons, into places of joy and places of grief. The church therefore carries out its mission not from triumphalism, but from trust. We are imperfect disciples, people who worship and sometimes doubt, yet still called and sent. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where do I sense the tension between worship and doubt in my own life? Number two, how can I become a more faithful witness to Christ's presence in the ordinary places I inhabit each day? And now our practical exercise for the day. Intentionally encourage or pray with one person who may be struggling spiritually, reminding them that they are not abandoned or forgotten by God. Ascended Lord Jesus Christ, ruler of heaven and earth, thank you that your reign is marked not by fear, but by grace, truth, and peace. Strengthen us when doubt and uncertainty cloud our faith. Help us to live as faithful witnesses in a broken world, trusting that you are with us always. Empower your church through the Holy Spirit to proclaim hope, reconciliation, and love until the whole earth reflects the glory of your kingdom. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.